Now, there lived a conjure lady many years ago in New Orleans, Louisiana, named Marie Laveau. Believe it or not, as strange as it seems, she made a fortune selling voodoo and interpreting dreams.
Marie Laveau,
Marie Laveau,
oh, Marie Laveau,
oh, Marie Laveau,
Marie Laveau, voodoo queen, way down yonder in New Orleans. To this voodoo lady, everybody would go. The rich, the educated, the ignorant and poor. She'd snap her fingers and she'd twist her head and tell them about their loved ones, living or dead. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Yes, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau. Down yonder in New Orleans. Now, folks were afraid to be seen outside Marie Laveau's gate, so they'd come creeping through the darkness to hear their fates. With a heavy black veil hanging over their heads, they'd tremble to hear what Marie Laveau said. Oh, Marie Laveau!
Oh, Marie Laveau!
Yes, Marie Laveau!
Oh, Marie Laveau!
Marie Laveau! She made gree-gree in an old ram's horn, stuffed with feathers and chucks from the corn. A tall black candle and a catfish fin made a man get religion and give up his sin. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau. Way